Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark sitting back in here in his normal seat as Pete and Adamo have gone off to celebrate their victory with numerous friends and associates, supporters.
That's fine. Kick me out of my seat for your little friends. It's
you
okay.
Voluntarily give up your seat. Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm sure they did as well because their time is limited tonight. And LibertyOnTour.com, if you missed it, CopBlock.org, Pete and Adamo found not guilty today by a jury. We can continue. I know you had some things you wanted to say about it, Mark. But first, we go to your phone calls. Your thoughts. Josh is on the line listening to WGMD FM in Delaware. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Josh in Delaware. He's gone. Let's try Vince in California. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to talk about having kids. Mark, I know that when you and Laura first had kids, you came on the air and said that you and Laura had an agreement mm-hmm. about who was going to do what. Could you go over what that was really quick?
Well, ever since we had talked, I'd always wanted to. I feel it's sort of, I'm not interested in sending my kid off to daycare or anything like that. So we had talked initially about, even before we got married, about, one parent staying home. It was always a foregone conclusion that that parent would be her. I'm sure that there's women out there in the world that, do fine working while the dad stays at home, but that wasn't going to be how my life was going to be run. So essentially I said, look, if I'm going to have a kid, that kid's going to be raised by his parents, not by some daycare. I'm not interested in having a kid as a showpiece. I want to really raise it. And, so therefore somebody is going to stay home and raise it, and that somebody would be you. And then once it came around, I'm like, well, look, I have work. You're going to be not working. You're going to be the mom, and I'm going to be the dad. You're going to have to get up and take care of him and things like that. Like, these are all the stipulations we made before, she got pregnant was, look, I don't want to get up in the middle of the night to take care of a kid. I got to work. And so, that's, you're like a fireman, 24 on, 20, but you never get off. And so, she agreed to that, and that was what the arrangement was.
And so I'm kind of in the same position. I'm engaged right now, and we're talking about what having kids, what that arrangement is going to be. And I'm kind of the same mindset as you. I don't want to send a kid off to daycare. I don't want to send a kid off to local school. I want the child to be raised, by the parents, and again, by my fiance, who is pretty amenable to that. The other side of it is that she's the one that really wants kids. For me, I like kids. It's not like a super, super important thing to me to have kids. But I wanted to know how that arrangement has worked out for you guys, because basically my fiance said, no way, that could never work, etc.
Yeah, I think that a lot of women get the idea that it's the right thing for the guy to do to get up at night. But if she's not working, is that what the arrangement would be?
That's what the arrangement would be, yes.
Okay. So, it seems unfair, right? Like, you're gonna go off to work during the day, and, like, you don't have the opportunity to take a nap. An infant's going to take two or three naps a day. And I understand that it is not easy taking care of an infant, but there are opportunities to take naps. Naps for moms, being a mom is tough work, but it also can pay off in the long run when, the 4 or 5 or 6 years down the road when, the kid doesn't require as much care, and you can, do other things. So, yeah, you put your time in early on, but if you want me to go to work and take care of the family and, bring the money home, then I need to be at my peak performance. I don't know what you do for a living, but, I'm sure you feel the same way as I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to be at peak performance because my performance matters in how I get paid. I'm a salesperson. If I'm dull when talking to somebody, if my wits are not about me, then, I'm not going to be as helpful to them, and I'm not going to be able to sell as much product. So that's important.
So you feel like, though, that that arrangement, you guys have both sort of lived up to that, and you both, you know, feel like it's been working out for you?
I think twice now, both times Jack was ill. When Jack gets sick, Laura freaks out, and, you know, two times in more than 3 years, I'm you know, happy to give dispensation for that. I am pleased with the way things have worked out. My life is good, and my wife has lived up to the bargain that we made. And
you
know, she doesn't seem unhappy with it. I mean, you know, she's got her little garden.
Y'all are still together.
Yeah, got her kid. I mean, things. She doesn't complain about these things. There's certainly things she'd like me to do when I'm downstairs working. It kind of seems like your husband's still at home when he's downstairs making his calls from the basement office. That's probably the biggest complaint I have. But, you know, I understand it's, you know, there's something needs to get done, and it's easy to holler down, "Hey, fix this."
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Warby is on the line in Ohio. Warby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Warby.
I would like to talk about the Casey Anthony case.
Okay, what about it?
I think she is guilty of the crime because there's evidence of her killing her daughter.
Well, there must have been evidence of her not doing it, too, right?
Apparently the jury disagreed with you.
I know, but I think the guy helped her, I think her parents helped her cover it up.
Well, I guess I have to ask this question, is if you, let's say you're the parent, you're the dad here, the grandfather or the dad, whatever, the ex-cop, what do you think the benefit to you, your family, or society as a whole is for your daughter to go to jail for killing her daughter?
Say it again, I didn't quite understand.
What's the benefit to anyone? Who benefits by Casey Anthony having gone to jail?
The parents.
Why would the parents benefit? I mean, you said that you believe that that they helped her not go to jail, so how would they benefit from going? Clearly, they didn't think they benefited from her going to jail.
Actually, she benefited from it.
She would benefit by going to jail?
Yes.
How would she benefit?
Well, I'm totally embarrassed right now.
Why is that?
I just totally disagree with her because I think she killed her daughter.
Yeah, I'd say that there's some damning evidence out there, but I kind of wonder what is the point in caring about this particular case. It's lost, and it seems like there's some horrible stuff that the girl found in a bag, drowned or whatever happened to her. It's awful, duct taped up.
Well, wait, if it was so damning, and I have to say I don't know very much about the case, but if it was so damning, then why wasn't she convicted? Was there a reasonable doubt?
I guess there's a reasonable doubt, but,
case closed.
I don't know.
There's a reasonable doubt.
I didn't follow it thoroughly, but it seems to me when you duct tape your kid up in a plastic bag rather than saying, "Hey, my kid drowned," and that's all I really sort of know about this, that's weird.
No doubt. Very strange. But if there's a reasonable doubt, there's a reasonable doubt. And the people who, don't you agree, Warby, that wouldn't you rather have 100 guilty people go free than one innocent person put in jail?
Say it one more time.
Wouldn't you rather have 100 innocent people go, 100 guilty people go free rather than one innocent person be imprisoned?
No.
What if you were that one innocent person? How would you feel then?
I would feel very crappy and I would feel sad.
Yeah.
But yet you're
going to jail kind of stinks.
So yet you're still willing to put that person in jail in theory. Even though it could be you.
Well,
think about that, Warby. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The reason why the system, and it is broken as hell, but, you know, broken clock does strike correctly a couple times a day. The reason why the system is built the way it is, where these darn criminals have so many rights, is because of the chance that you could end up falsely accused, that you could end up having some cop or multiple cops, like Pete Nedamo, lying on the stand about your activities and your behavior for the purpose of putting you behind bars.
If the justice system is meant to make whole the people that have been harmed, clearly the daughter of Casey Anthony cannot be made whole. She is dead. But who is harmed otherwise is really my question. It seems to me that she's going to get all the punishment she needs because everybody, you know, it's such an awful case and everybody knows her.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231 plus an update on an old story on the way.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Jim Newcomer from Artist Resources, July 19th, 2011. Gold opens this morning at 1601.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1641.79, 820.90 for a half ounce, or 410.45 for a quarter ounce. That's 1641.79, 820.90, and 410.45.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours, and they're free. You can just click them right there on the front page of the site. The last week's worth are there at the top. And if you need more than the last week, you can click into the archive section and go all the way back to late 2006. Go and grab up those archives, all free at freetalklive.com. We spent the first hour with our friends Pete and Damo from libertyontour.com and copblock.org. Great activists. Two of my favorites, not just from an activism perspective, but I like them on a personal basis as well. And we need more people who are doers, people who are like Pete and Damo. Not necessarily that they're going to get disobedient and do non-cooperative things. There have been a lot of successes up here in New Hampshire in the political system with a dozen free staters and other liberty activists, more than a dozen liberty-minded people being elected to state house, which is far greater success than the Libertarian Party has ever wished and dreamed that it could have on a nationwide level right here in New Hampshire. So political successes. Mark, you mentioned the recently that the budget has been cut by 12% for next year, I think it is.
Yes. State budget.
Yeah, the state budget cut by 12% because of those liberty-oriented reps getting elected. Things like a knife ban have been repealed, so there's been some other legislative advances as well. There's still a lot to do in that particular area, like, oh, I don't know, maybe stop making it so judges can't lock people up forever for not filling out court forms. So there's still a lot further to go in this little odyssey of freedom that we're engaged in. But being together with other like-minded people sure does seem to help. It sure does seem to get things done in a way that is pretty much impossible if you're alone or relatively alone. If you and a handful of other people are in your area and you're the only people that you know of that care enough about freedom to do something about it, you need to get the hell out of there. You need to get to where other people are. And they are all across New Hampshire, from Keene to the seacoast to Manchester to up north in Grafton, Concord area. Lots of people spread out all over this state, and they've moved here as part of the Free State Project, like Pete and Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com. They made the move here this past year. And it's been great thus far. They've met all kinds of new people. There's this great community of activists. So it's not just activism, but it's also a community, a social network of people that hangs out with each other. And they're building bonds that are going to last a lifetime, because this is a project that's going to take a lifetime. Liberty's not going to be won overnight.
It wasn't, if liberty has been lost in this nation, and sometimes I wonder whether that's a true statement or not, but if it's been lost, it wasn't lost overnight either.
That's true. They whittled away at it bit by bit by bit. So, get together with other like-minded people. Do that by going to freestateproject.org, learning more about the Free State Project, get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and then start thinking about where you want to move in New Hampshire. There's different people doing different things in different areas, but overall, it's a robust liberty movement full of people that actually give a damn. And you owe it to yourself. If you love liberty, go to freestateproject.org. As we go to Wallace, who's somewhat nearby in Vermont. Wallace, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment, I'm happy the guys got off. But one thing that sort of struck me a little strange, the sidebar in which the jury nullification was discussed, where they wanted to keep it down, that constitutes a violation of the judicial canons of ethics. And while these guys are out celebrating, they might want to think about basically filing a complaint with the Judicial Conduct Board. If enough people take these kind of instances, and especially with the jury nullification that everybody's trying to push for, you basically file a complaint, and maybe a judge gets a pat on the wrist, slap on the wrist, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, Wallace, wouldn't the problem with that be that this was at a sidebar, and so therefore it's off the record, and so there's no real evidence that it occurred?
Well, that's the other thing. Some sidebar is actually on the record, but you just don't hear it. In other words, the court reporter is right next to the sidebar. And if it doesn't get recorded, the attorney that basically is the prosecutor, or if it's a civil case, the opposite side, they basically have attorney canons of ethics, too. So even if it wasn't basically recorded by the stenographer. Sometimes there's actually recordings that the judge, his mic is on, and it actually goes on an audio tape.
I see where you're coming from. I know in this particular courtroom, this was new, I'd never seen this before, they actually had speakers all around the courtroom. The speakers weren't actually used to amplify anybody's voice. They were actually used when they went to sidebar, the clerk of court would flip a switch on her little control panel, and it would make this white noise, this started coming out of the speakers, and the idea was the white noise was supposed to cover up anybody being able to hear what was going on at the sidebar where the judge meets with the attorneys and the people in the case.
Crazy.
Yeah, and I didn't actually notice any court stenographers in the courtroom, which was a little strange as well. Wallace, thanks for the suggestion. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Frequently,
I think he's right. If something bad has gone on, you should follow it up, but I don't know how you're going to do it at a sidebar.
Plus, it's Massachusetts as well, and I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't think the guys
you're right. I don't really care that much about Massachusetts.
Yeah. I mean, good luck to the folks still living down there and everything. You don't have to move far to get to New Hampshire, but these guys made their stand. They did make a stand for liberty in Massachusetts, and they did come out victorious with not guilty verdicts from a jury on wiretapping charges, which are some of the hardest charges in Massachusetts, facing 6 years in prison. They did come out successful on that, but it wouldn't surprise me if they felt like they were done with Massachusetts and never wanted to go back. Because we're trying to change New Hampshire. I mean, if Massachusetts and
You're
Vermont
right.
aggress against our friends, we're going to go there and we're going to give them a taste of what it's like to be bureaucrats in New Hampshire. And hopefully they'll be glad afterwards that they're not in New Hampshire and they don't have to deal with us all the time.
So, you know, this kind of brings to my mind something I wanted to talk about is the court victory that was had here today is great. I don't want to diminish that at all. I think it's fantastic. I was really excited. I watched it on Tally TV.
I was refreshing the Facebook updates. Yeah.
TALLEY.TV, and I was keeping a close eye at CDEvolutionFund.org and just trying to keep an eye on this because I was interested in it while I was working today. But what I brought to mind was, you know, none of these victories have occurred in Keene, New Hampshire. And what it makes me wonder is, have the outside the system activists really poisoned the well?
Oh, absolutely not.
Like so many of the inside the system activists say?
I don't know how many people are saying that. I think it's a handful of folks that are, you know, particularly vocal. And honestly, I haven't even heard from those people in a long time.
Well, that's because they've had so many successes on the state level. Why would they bother with you guys out here?
Good for them. I'm glad they're finally focusing on what's important to them rather than trying to break down what other people are doing. But this has been a longstanding critique of people that have, say, been disobedient, civilly disobedient in public, people who have been non-cooperative, people who aren't paying fines, people that aren't going along with the program. You guys have poisoned the well! And actually, I haven't heard it again for a long time. But anybody that looks around can see that people have different opinions. And this is one thing that they don't want to understand, is that when you take a stance, when you stand for liberty and you don't apologize for it, then people that don't really care for freedom are going to be upset at you. They're not going to like what you do. They're going to know that what you're doing is a threat to their status quo.
That much is true, but you would agree, though, that that if you get enough of the public in general to disagree with you for whatever reason, that you've failed in your goal of winning hearts and minds. I mean, you're
winning hearts and minds. People are coming on board. New people are joining up with liberty activists in town. They're changing. Some people even changed their minds, as a matter of fact. 800-259-9231. Nothing is static. It's Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us, again, freetalklive.com. Join us on the phones, though, if you want to get your thoughts out here. We can continue with Mark's little poisoning the well theory in a moment at 800-259-9231. But first, we go to Mike, listening in Missouri. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Wow, that's service right there. I wanted to talk about a story that I heard on the radio, and then I looked it up on the internet. It's in Philadelphia, they're talking about penalizing people for walking and texting at the same time on the street. In the street.
Really?
Have you guys heard about that?
Yeah, I saw the headline. Somebody sent it off to me today.
Wow.
Another in a long line of weird, strange, big government programs.
But you might bump into a pole or another person if you're walking and texting.
I suppose you should walk out in front of the car.
They're trying to protect you, after all. You know, they're just looking out for your best interest. But, I mean,
you might walk into an open manhole cover.
Yeah, but like I was just wondering because I looked it up and I saw that one site or something where it said it wasn't real, and then I looked it up a couple other times where, you know, really it's not out of the realm of possibility anyway. So, I mean, it's believable.
The claim is it's a rumor. That's according to NBCPhiladelphia.com.
I wouldn't doubt that it's been proposed at some level by some bureaucrat someplace. Admittedly, I've kind of wandered a little bit while fiddling with my phone in the past. Could that create a traffic hazard? Sure, it could, I suppose.
Yeah, I tend to think that doing anything while texting is not the smartest of ideas. But all that said, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259.
You hate telephone noise. It doesn't matter if it's background ambient noise, static, or whatever it is. It just bugs you.
Well, I'm done with the conversation anyway. 800-259-9231. So they're saying here that if a Philadelphia police officer observes a driver, cyclist, or pedestrian participating in any kind of potentially dangerous behavior, the officer will remind them to be careful. As long as they're not ticketing anybody for it, whatever.
Good advice.
Yeah. And I agree. I think that texting is a fairly dangerous activity, especially to do behind the wheel. I mean, what could possibly be so important? If it's an important text, they should call. You know, otherwise, just hang out, get it at the stoplight or something like that if you really have to. If you really have to get it that quickly.
There are times that texts are really awesome. I think that often, you know, the kind of a telephone call would be better. It's my opinion.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. All right, Mark, so you're saying that you're looking kind of back on some of the court cases here. Now, this year, 2011, we've started to see people taking their cases to jury trials mm-hmm. here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Liberty-oriented people who've been charged with some nonsensical crime gone to court. They've gone to juries, and in three cases have been found guilty. Two of those three cases happened in Keene. One was in Grafton, where Bob Constantine was found guilty and not guilty.
I consider the Bob Constantine situation to be a victory because that's what Bob wanted. I mean, he claimed ahead of time that he didn't want these charges brought back.
I think he would have liked to have walked away from it.
I'm sure that's true, but
right.
Do you understand
what... He went to jail for 60 days.
That much is true.
For possession of pot.
That much is true. But
he was concerned
that they were going to bring charges back on him if they found him not guilty in some way or another. And we've read about this, that essentially ex post facto or double jeopardy doesn't really exist in the United States anymore, sadly. And so he wanted to be found guilty of possession so that, you know, this thing would all be over. So
okay.
he got the result that he stated that he wanted. I consider
gotcha.
That a victory.
Okay, well, I see where you're coming from, but he was still found guilty of possession.
I'm really glad.
And put in jail
for 60
days.
Fine that you've got an opinion on it, but his opinion is that he won.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from on that, Mark, but I think that it would have been better had he not had to go to jail for 60 days and be away from his family and
It'd be better
that.
If the government would have never brought the charges in the first place.
No doubt about it.
You really couldn't call that a victory, though, could you?
Maybe
they wouldn't have brought
if enough
charges.
People stop pleading guilty, then the government will stop bringing charges. And so we've seen people stand up to these charges. They've gone to court. Today, Pete Nademo won decisively with a jury deciding that they were not guilty across all counts. And I don't know about this double jeopardy thing going away, Mark. I've never heard about that before, so that's news to me. I guess Pete and Damo aren't afraid of that because they won and they're not expecting to be brought back.
I'm not intimate with Bob Constantine's trial or the situation. I think that there are different situations in every circumstance. Do Pete and Adam
consider
this to be...
How many of these trials have you gone to, by the way?
Which ones?
The trials, the four trials.
What difference does it make? I watch on TV. That we get, you know, I watch online.
Just curious. Were you at Jim Johnson's?
I was.
Okay, so you've been to at least one. Then.
Okay.
So you were saying that you believe that the reason why, possibly the reason why nobody has won yet thus far in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live and do this radio program, is because the well has been poisoned, according to you.
I'm just guessing. It's a possibility, right? Like I can't think of any court case that has been won, whether it's with a jury or without, that has been won in Keene by a liberty activist.
Oh, Menno Troyer. You mentioned him earlier.
That wasn't in Keene. That was in Jaffrey.
No, he won in Keene.
No, he did. As I understand, you're right. They brought in the judge from Jaffrey, and he's presided in the Keene court. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so they brought a judge from out of town. And my statement really has to do with well poisoning, and the judge from out of town wouldn't be drinking from this well. So, therefore, you know, the theory still hangs true. Nick Ryder was found, essentially, charges were dropped or something like that, and some tickets of his, but he's kind of a well-known...
I was found not guilty of a parking ticket in Keene.
Well, I guess that just disproves everything, doesn't it?
No, but what does disprove what you're saying is that people in Keene have different opinions, and I live here, and I know you live outside of town.
Absolutely.
And some people like the activist here. Some people don't like the activist here, and some people don't have an opinion because they don't know much about what goes on around them.
Well, because they don't know much about what goes on around them doesn't mean they don't have an opinion, okay? I mean, like,
they don't have an opinion because they don't know about what's going on.
They cannot have an opinion, but it wouldn't necessarily because they don't know what's going on.
They might have an opinion if they were informed about what was going
on. My concern is the people that don't know what's going on and do have an opinion. That's my largest concern.
There are people like that, and that's why I've purchased advertising in one of the most popular restaurants in town, putting freaking...
That's great.
Information on each table to counteract some of the negativity out there.
I've heard that the radio station's back up in town, too.
This is a big complaint. Yeah, there's a community radio station in town as well, yes. And the big complaint is that, you know, you guys are poisoning the well. Well, that's because liberty activists in Keene have been much more visible than the activists in the rest of the state. That's why people, when they look at New Hampshire as a place to go, when they're looking at the Free State Project and considering where to go, that's why they say, well, I'm considering Manchester or Keene. Well, why Keene? It's just this little town in the southwest of New Hampshire. The reason why is it's not even the, I think it's like number 7 in population. It's barely even in the top 10. And the reason why is because Keene is visible.
Yeah.
There is reporting here. Things happen here. People stand up for freedom here.
That much is true.
And
I agree with that,
Ian. That is polarizing. That is polarizing.
Yes.
It always will be. And there's not much that you can do about that. Some of the worst personalities that have moved here have moved out. I think the right people are here. Some of the wrong people have gone. And there's no doubt that people have a tendency to collectivize. So let me give you an example. There's a guy here named Clarkie. And if you watch the first episode of Free Keene TV, which you can do over at freekeene.com. Have you seen that episode, Mark?
No.
Okay. If you watch the first episode of Free Keene TV, which is a brand new TV show, it's airing weekly on, you're actually a part of the show. It's airing weekly on the local cable access channel.
I don't listen to my radio program much either.
Which is, you really should though on your Sunday show.
I did yesterday.
Oh, excellent. Good. So anyway. This channel is very well watched. It's the only locally programmed channel in the area. There are no network affiliates here. And so this is the channel to watch if you live locally. So there's this new show on. They had Clarkie on, who is a Keene area native. And Clarkie explains his experience with the Keeniacs, or the Free Staters, or the Liberty Activists, or whatever you want to call these people. And he explains his experience as saying that he at first thought that everybody was the same. And because he had encountered somebody, and I'm not going to name names, he encountered somebody, and he didn't have a very positive encounter with that somebody. And he jumped to a conclusion that, well, if this somebody is like this, then all of the people who are similar, you know, in liberty perspective, must
be... This is how prejudice works, right?
Right, must be the same. But, of course, it's because he didn't know. And the same thing with a lot of people who are prejudiced. They don't talk to Jewish people or black people or women or whatever it is they're prejudiced against. They don't have experience with them. And so when Clarkie started to experience, because he was introduced to a different Free Stater, or different set of Free Staters, when he started to experience different people, he changed his mind. People change. And there's more coming up. We'll talk more about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to get back into your calls here in just a moment, but I want to give Mark just a little bit more to chew on about his concern, and I think it's a legitimate concern because some people are against the liberty activists here in the Keene area, for sure. People who you would think shouldn't necessarily be against the liberty activists in many cases have indicated their disappointment in some of the actions that have gone on here. But in any time you have a movement as we do, which is a movement that is open to anyone, anyone can come in at any time. No one's in control of anyone else. And if some jackball wants to come in here and act like a fool and call himself a free stater, then there's nothing any of us can do besides disavow any association with that person. And we have had a couple of jackballs come in to the area, and usually they end up leaving after a period of time. So that's a good thing. I think there's just a natural filtering process where the bad people go away over time. And I think we're going to have a higher quality of mover over time as well, because there's a lot of people out there that are planning on making a move. And I think the less transient someone is, maybe the more likely they are to be of a more reliable
agreed,
sort.
And it would take a less transient person a while to move. No doubt about that.
So I was explaining to you, Mark, this story. It's just one story of a man who's changed his opinion. He's a Keene native. He's, I think, in his mid-30s. And his dad is actually a city councilor in town. And so because he changed his mind, because all it takes is another free stater to change someone's mind. You meet one, and if you meet a bad liberty activist, and there aren't that many in my opinion, but if you meet one of the bad ones and then you meet a good one, then that's going to make you realize, huh, these people are different. They're not the Borg. They don't have the exact same mindset. They have differing beliefs even between the individuals within the movement. And it didn't take this gentleman long to figure this out. And now he's almost a fixture amongst the liberty community. In fact, I've always said that the best activists are the natives, the people who become activated or reactivated into the liberty movement by the fact that there are liberty activists around, people that get excited.
So I certainly don't disagree with that. For one thing, places, I don't know how all places are. New Hampshire specifically has a tendency to be kind of insular, that
It's a tough little community.
Them outsiders shouldn't be telling us folks how to run things. And, you know, that's probably the single biggest hurdle that the Free State Project has run up
sure.
upon. And because of the outside the system activists in Keene being so, getting so much press, they tend to exacerbate this problem even more so. It's like, what the hell are these weirdos that have come here doing? And I'm not even talking about sort of people who've done bad things. I'm talking about some normal activism. Many of the people have talked about things like flag burning. And you were out there filming this like it was cool. So, I mean, you gave your tacit approval of the king of the Free Staters to the flag burning. And I know you're not really the king of the
Free
Staters.
Yeah, I'm not in charge.
I'm just saying that that's how it looks to a lot of people. Not to mention that, but the beer drinking for whatever the water drinking out of beer bottles in the city council meeting for whatever reason blew up, and it didn't look good for the activists.
It depends on who you ask. I mean, maybe it didn't look good to you, Mark, but some people thought that was great.
Some people, right? You can always fall back on some people, but if some
I don't do look. I don't see. This is what you don't understand, or maybe the people that are critiquing the outside the system.
No, I'm critiquing right now. It's me.
It's me. What you don't
no one
understand
has given me this idea.
I don't.
This is an idea I came up on my own.
I don't do things based on what's popular. Okay, if I did things based on what's popular, I'd be doing a Republican talk radio show.
Don't
and
I want you to do
like
what's popular. I want you to do what's expeditious. And I'm asking,
I'll do what's right. Okay. I'm going to do what's right and what I feel is right in my heart and what I feel drawn to do. And I'm sorry if that offends some people. Too bad. So that's the end of that story.
Well,
I'm not going to go and take a poll and say, well, if we were going to do this, what would you think about
you're
what
right.
we
There's,
did?
One could hand-wring oneself to death. There's no doubt about it. I agree with you. I'm just saying I wonder if the results of the court cases here in Keene, New Hampshire, have been
absolutely
a result
not.
Of the fact of the of the possibility that the activists have, in fact, poisoned the well.
I would say no, because it seems to me that having been to all of these trials that you're referring to and watched the people present their defenses, I would say that the reason why Pete Nademo kicked butt today in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and came out with not guilty from that jury is because they did an awesome job in defending themselves. And I have to say that I wasn't bowled over by the performances of those two activists that have gone to jury trials here in Keene. I supported them. I was there to record their trials. I thought they did a decent job, but they didn't put the same kind of effort into their trials that the message that they explained to
oratory
the jury
skills too.
The message that they explained to the jury wasn't as robust. It wasn't as in many cases they kind of cut themselves off. One of the trials, the gentleman at the end kind of sputtered out at the very end and didn't really do a powerful closing statement.
It's emotionally draining to do these things.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, I don't blame anybody for wanting to
No,
be
no,
open.
I don't blame them either. I just want to make sure that, it's
And Meg,
understood.
Who was one of the others, she kind of dropped the ball on some things as well when she was at trial. And when we interviewed that one guy, and you can go and see Juror Jim Tells All, search for that at freekeen.com. If you want to see the first interview with a juror on one of these trials that we've gotten, today was the second interview with a juror that we've ever gotten. Was it Pete Nademo's trial? Tally.tv reported that one. But if you look at the Juror Jim Tells All video, he reveals some of the reasons why he made the choice to find someone guilty of something that he ultimately thought he should have been found guilty for. The guy contradicted in
Right. I mean, he's absolutely, it's befuddled. But
and then you add to that, Mark, the fact that at the very end of every one of these trials, the judge gives the same statement across wherever we're talking about. It's Massachusetts, New Hampshire, it's all very similar. The statement is, you must follow the law no matter what your feelings are.
That's not what
are.
Happened at Jim's trial. Absolutely not. They were told to that they were allowed to judge the conscience or something like that.
Nope. Not by the judge. Not on what you're talking about.
I was sitting in there.
Nope. You must have misremembered that. No judge has ever given any kind of you can vote your conscience.
I have to rehear what was said.
You can go watch it over at freekeen.com. All of our trials are posted there.
I recall hearing that
not ever has a judge said that, and nor will they until they're forced to by statute. Now, there are people within the political system that are plotting this. They have some sort of a piece of legislation that will make it so that they have to admit the right of conscience to the jury. But as of right now, the only people that can do that are the defendants. And some defendants have done a better job of this than others. Bob Constantine did a great job of it, and as a result, he was found not guilty on one particular charge. Pete and Adamo, I don't know how much they touched on it because I wasn't there for their closing statement today, but they just did a great overall job and really made the state look like a bunch of fools. Plus, having the courtroom going along with them was also very, very helpful.
Sure.
So there have been different things that have happened here. And, you know, maybe, Mark, maybe you're right. Maybe the well is poisoned and, you know, we don't have a chance at freedom in Keene, but I don't believe it.
I think it would be a matter of time of letting the field lie fallow for a period of time.
I think it is
lying fallow because I think a lot of the kind of in your face activism has been lying low, and maybe that's a benefit.
Well, and we've got the new TV show that's on the air now, and that's going to be seen by a lot of people.
Media is, to me, always good.
One of the reasons why the TV show was put out there, if you talk to JJ, who's the Thursday night co-host, he's also the producer of the TV show, one of his intentions is to correct misunderstandings about liberty activists in the area. And we've got this little flyer that, as I mentioned, I put on all the tables in a local restaurant, one of the most popular local, longest-running restaurants in Keene. It's on every single table, and it's called the Free Keene Truth Flyer. And I love the quote on it. Johnson put it together. It's Will Rogers. Quote, rumor travels faster, but it don't stay put as long as truth. So whatever it is those people that hate the Free Staters are saying, and they exist. Some of them, they're out there, and they talk to people. Whatever they're saying is a bunch of crap for the most part. And when these people that are hearing these rumors actually get to meet somebody who, A, is actually a Free Stater, or B, is somebody that knows Free Staters and knows the truth, then they're going to have their misinformation corrected. And the more people that we bring on who are Keene natives and locals, people that have lived here for a long time, the more people they are connected to, because everybody knows a whole bunch of other people. And so those people they're connected to, they're going to be there when some of their friends say, you know, those darn Free Staters, da-da-da. Well, wait a minute, I know those Free Staters, and they're pretty good people. Maybe you should talk to them, rather than just listening to what somebody spouting off at some local tavern says. Or something like that. So I think that these things are going to change over time, especially. And as you say, I think the quality of activists is going up over time as well. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. I think that, you know, mistakes are going to be made. And the more stuff you do, the more mistakes you're going to make. And
sure,
we're all learning from mistakes that
but you have to identify a mistake before you know it. Before you can, you know, it has to first be identified as a mistake.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I just hope I can do half as well as Pete and Adamo when I go to my first jury trial coming at the end of the month. 1-800-259-9231.
Really don't want you to go to jail.
You can take control. It's a very realistic possibility. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.